Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. My pleasure. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence, and you're gonna be glad you did, because we got a good friend who's going to be with us just a second to talk to us about two of my three favorite topics on planet Earth. My number one favorite topic, if there's anything that I could be accused of being obnoxious about, is these three things. Number one, my grandchildren. Number two, small business. Number three, golf. And nobody knows, nobody understands that more than our good friend Richard Rawson, the president of Administaff, who's with us right now. Richard, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you back. And what do you think about my three obnoxious topics?
Oh, I just love all three of them. Actually, I have to say that because we haven't had the blessing of grandchildren yet, it's my daughter's first.
There you go. That's right. I forgot about that. You're so much younger than me,
yeah,
Richard.
Right.
You're so much younger than me that you. But I guess I was thinking you guys had some grandkids. But that's a whole other level of obnoxiousness that you got to look forward to.
Oh man, that'll be just fabulous.
But small because if it's worse than if that's worse than being obnoxious about small business and golf, you can imagine what a level that is.
Yeah.
Folks, I've got Richard here for a lot of reasons. Number one, though, is because his organization, Administaff, which, as you know, in the interest of full disclosure, one of our sponsors, one of our outstanding corporate partners, they are the sponsors now for the fourth year of the only golf tournament on planet Earth, professional golf tournament on planet Earth, probably even in the galaxy, that is dedicated to small business. Richard, tell us about it.
Yes, sir, absolutely. You know, we are so excited about continuation of the Administaff Small Business Classic and what it means to small businesses across the country. And, you know, it was our vision 4 years ago when we signed on with the PGA and said we want to bring the Champions Tour back to Houston and focus on our business, which is helping small business succeed. And so we named it the Administaff Small Business Classic, and subsequently we focus, you know, on small business and our customers, and we have a lot of them come in during the week for the tournament and watch the tournament and just have a great time, and it's a wonderful opportunity for them to meet a lot of our national sponsors and relationships, vendor relationships that we do business with in our service. So it's a wonderful, wonderful time. And, you know, we've been ranked kind of number one and number two the last couple of years.
Which is incredible for a tournament that's only just now 4 years old.
That's correct. Yeah, we've discovered that, you know, when you have an organization such as ours that is really charged about helping small businesses succeed in America, the volunteer support that we get to help make the tournament a success, and it's without the volunteers, you can throw all the money at a tournament
right.
You want. But if you don't have the volunteers there before daybreak and after sunset, working to make the tournament happen and keeping people, comforted and having fun throughout the week, you don't have a tournament. And that's been one of the big things for us. We have a huge turnout of volunteer support for this program.
Well, you're exactly right, Richard, and I was a volunteer for another Champions Tour program many years ago, for about 9 years, and it actually became something I was dedicated to, and I know you've got a number of volunteers down there. I mean, they look forward to seeing people in those jobs they, in those assignments, wherever they may be, they may work with the same people year after year, but that will be the only week that they spend time together. They look forward to that, though.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And, you know, we've traveled over the last 3 years to some of the other Champion Tour events that the company that manages our tournament puts on, and we've seen these volunteers, and they love to come to those tournaments and volunteer. It's just
right.
Incredible.
And by the way, folks, I'm dwelling on this a little bit, Richard, because I want people, if there's a tournament anywhere near you, within 150 miles of you at least, find out what it takes to be a volunteer. Ask them for a volunteer form and send it in. By the way, when you see people wearing those uniforms, everyone that I know of, they buy their own uniforms too. It's all at their own, on their own expense, and it's a great thing because of all the charities that benefit. And when we come back, I'm going to get Richard to tell us about what the Administrative Small Business Classic charities, how they benefit. 20 till, stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame.
On the roof is peaceful as can be.
Aflac for
come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns. And beat up cars with the tires and drummers go crack, boom, bam.
We're back at 17 till. And we're rocking and rolling with our good friend Richard Rawson, the president of Administaff. And we're talking about the Administaff Small Business Classic, which is a Champions Tour tournament, which is next week, ladies and gentlemen. It's next week. The tournament is actually Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 12th through the 14th. I'm going to be broadcasting. This is going to be my fourth year in a row, Richard, as you know.
Yeah.
To broadcast my radio show, and I'm going to be broadcasting all 5 days from the tournament down there.
Yeah.
And so you know, wherever there's golf and small business together, folks, I mean, that's like a Reese Cup for me. You know, that's like peanut butter and chocolate. Somebody put those two together, or an Oreo. You put icing in the middle of two chocolate cookies. I mean, golf and small business is like a Reese Cup or an Oreo for me. You know, I mean,
I couldn't agree with you more.
It just doesn't get any better than that for me, and I mean, I really mean that. So where else am I going to be, ladies and gentlemen, other than broadcasting my small business show from the only tournament that's for small business owners? Now, of course, it's a PGA Tour, and I'll tell you, one of the things that I've noticed every year, I've been to a lot of these tournaments. I've seen a lot of these pros at these tournaments. I've never seen them have so much fun as they have at your tournament.
Well, thank you very much. We get a lot of feedback from them, and now, because this is, you know, we've sponsored this event for 3 prior years, now, you know, they've become friends. I mean, we've got a number of them that, you know, when we see them at the events, the different events before the tournament and during tournament week, you know, run up, give them a hug, and
yep.
How you doing? And, of course, you know, in the Pro-Am, the professional amateur tournaments that go on throughout the week, we get to play golf with them, and so
yep.
You know, it's like, you know, people ask, well, who do you want to win your tournament? Well, I don't know, let me give you the names of seven of them, because I love them all, you know?
Well, and they're all so friendly. That's the thing about it. I mean, I've been you guys have been gracious enough to let me play several times there. I'm going to play on Monday of this next week in the United Healthcare Pro-Am. And that's part of this whole week, and every time I see a guy that I played with formerly, you know, it's not, they don't always, but a lot of times they'll remember. They at least remember seeing, you know, your face, and so it's like you're meeting old friends. Richard, talk to us about the charities, how the charities have benefited, and how much money you guys have raised. Because the thing a lot of people don't realize, if you don't know about golf, when you see a golf tournament, it's there are golfers making money on this, and yes, there are sponsored messages going out, but there's a wonderful, wonderful economy of charity going on in all these tournaments. Tell us about yours.
Sure. Yeah. Well, you know, the purse for our tournament this year has actually gone up to $1.7 million. So that'll be split among all the money winners. And then everything above that, after the expenses to put on the tournament, goes straight to the charities. And there's four of them that we have focused on that are primary. Now, there's some other ones that obviously that sell tickets and stuff. They get a pro rata share of the ticket sales for the tournament. But the primary charities are MD Anderson Cancer Center.
You know, right in Houston, there in Houston?
Houston, right. And then the next one is an organization in Houston that's called Golfers Against Cancer.
Right.
Which was formed by a group of golfers and business people that are actually in the area of Houston called Kingwood, which is our corporate headquarters,
mm-hmm.
Houston. And then Junior Achievement of Southeast Texas. You know, we believe you gotta keep balance here, and cancer is certainly an incredible disease that needs to be cured. And so we're focused on that, and we feel like if we add some money to the Junior Achievement Program, that'll help some young people learn about business and economics and free enterprise, and, you know, they will maybe grow up and be able to help fund the cancer research and,
right.
and a cure for it. And then we've added a new one this year. It's the South Texas PGA Foundation. We believe that it's important that you focus on young people, and golf teaches in so many ways lessons of life.
You know, Richard, and I want to thank you for having such a well-rounded slate of charities that are benefiting from this. And I'm going to let you give us a total dollars. I think you probably have that in a minute. But all people have to do is watch a golf tournament on television and see how these guys behave when their character is required of them. When they behave, when they're around a decision to what to do with the ball, did the ball move? Do I penalize myself? What do I do? If you watch golf enough, you will see opportunities for these men and women, for their character to be required of them, and you will see them without failing. You'll see them behaving properly. That's a wonderful lesson for young people, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Absolutely, is. There's so many aspects, you know, discipline, self-control. All those kinds of things, you know, when you have that bad shot, and that's in business, you know, some days you just make some decisions about the business, and they weren't really the right ones, and so you got to live with them, but you got to be disciplined to go on to the next shot, so to speak.
How much money has the tournament raised for these charities? You have that number with you?
I don't. I know it's been, it's increased every year over the last 3 years, and I suspect this year will be a blowout year for dollars going to the charities, so we're really excited about that.
And by the way, folks, that's administaffclassic.com if you want to go to the website for the tournament. When we come back, we're going to talk about a king that who's going to be there this year. Stay with us, Tintel. You don't know. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And this half hour, ladies and gentlemen, is all about my two favorite topics. Well, two of my three favorite topics. We haven't talked about my grandchildren yet. I'll leave that for another time. But my other two favorite topics are small business and golf. I love both of those topics. Obviously, you see where I've got number one. Number one after the grandchildren is small business. That's number one. Golf is second. And we get to put both of those together at the Administaff Small Business Classic, which I'm going to do next week, and I'll be pretty much in heaven, Richard Rawson, next week when I'm out there. By the way, folks, if you just tuned in, Richard is the president of Administaff, which is the main sponsor, the visionary company who brought Champions Golf back to the Houston area. Richard, there is one thing. That is so different from all the other Champions tournaments that I know of, that it's so remarkable that you guys have a connection that makes your tournament pretty darn unique. And that's that you guys actually have a king who comes to your tournament.
Yes, we do. Every
now,
year.
I don't know of any other Champions tour who have a king.
No, I'm not sure there's another one that does either. Certainly, that is the national spokesperson for the company.
Right. Mr. Arnold Palmer, the king.
Yes, sir.
You know, Richard, Mr. Palmer is a spokesperson for Administaff, but he comes out and spends a lot of time with you guys during the tournament. It's so wonderful to see him. I'll never forget what I heard Jack Nicklaus say one time. He said, somebody was asking him about the difference between him and Jack. He said, well, he said, I love golf. He said, Arnold loves people.
Yes, absolutely.
And there's a lot of truth in that, isn't there?
No, it's absolute. It's 100% true. And, Arnold is, he's just such a class act, and he's so enjoyable to be around. He's going to be at our tournament this week and playing on Thursday and in the Pro-Am, and he'll be available to meet and greet folks, kind of part of the weekend. And it's just going to be, he's just awesome. That's all
you
I
know,
can tell you. And he hasn't changed in the 50 years that he's been playing golf.
No, that's exactly right. You know, Richard, I had the honor of interviewing him face-to-face last October down at Bay Hill.
Yes.
That was at a time when it was actually right after your tournament last year, and it was at a time when he announced he was retiring, and then when people started asking him about it, he kind of started backing out a little bit, and
mm-hmm.
and so I wasn't going to ask him about that, but I said Mr. Palmer, I just want you to know that whether you decide to ever pick up another golf club professionally or not doesn't matter to any of us. You had us at hello. Whatever you plan to do, we still love you.
That's right. That's exactly correct. And, of course, he did announce his retirement at our tournament last year.
He did. He did.
It was a very emotional time, and we were so honored that he did it at our tournament that, obviously, he'll be back and playing in some of the portions of the event week that aren't related to the tournament.
And he's an incredible small business success story.
Well, that was the other thing. That's the reason why he's our national spokesperson. Over the last 3 years, we've had a number of people that just called us out of the blue after they heard either the television commercials or the radio commercials and saying, I'm not sure about Administaff. I've never heard of you guys before. But if Arnold Palmer is talking about you, I need to know what you're doing, and I need to be—you need to be a part of my small business. So
he's an amazing individual, and if you ever get a chance to spend any time with him, and I've been fortunate enough to have a few conversations with him. Actually, I had a conversation with him years ago, before I even knew you guys. But what a folks, he's one of those guys, and I don't mind taking this part of my show to talk about this because I think it's important. He's one of those guys that you see on television and you wonder if he's really like he seems to be. Ladies and gentlemen, he is exactly as he seems to be.
Yes, he is. There is no doubt about it. He's just as calm and pleasurable and personable on or off the stage, so to speak.
Yeah. Richard, I got to wrap it up. Unfortunately, we run out of time here. Thank you for being here. Thank you for having a tournament named after small business.
You bet, Jim. We love it. We're glad to do it. We're looking forward to another great year, and we're looking forward to seeing you in Houston, Texas next week.
We're going to be there. We're looking forward to it. Thanks, Richard, for being here. Say hi to Don.
I will do.
God bless you guys. We'll see you next week. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Golf and small business, folks. It just doesn't get any better than that for me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.